This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Ishan Pillay, the Chemical Industries Education and Training Authority Chief Executive, joins us on the line. Ishan holds a degree in economics from the University of Cape Town and a postgraduate diploma in business administration and management from the Gordon Institute of Business, that is GIBS, and is currently pursuing an MBA. He believes in stakeholder-centric, innovation-powered approach to leadership and has a proven track record of being actively involved at the executive management level for the past 12 years. How then do we turn South Africa's chemical sector into an economic powerhouse? Ishan, good morning and welcome to Power.
Good morning to you, Kwena, and a pleasure to join you this morning on your show.
Thank you very much for coming through to talk to us. I mean, we're talking about chemical SMMEs in Gauteng who have received a boost with a new small business development program created by the University of Johannesburg Center of Entrepreneurship and the Chemical Education and Training Authority. Tell us a little bit more about that and what the big idea behind it is.
Well, we have undertaken research which indicates that 97.5% of all businesses in the country are small and medium enterprises. And these SMEs contribute approximately 35% to the GDP of the economy. We also have recent data that indicates 90% of small and medium enterprises are struggling to survive, and SME bankruptcies have increased by more than 50% in the last 6 months. So the data is extremely concerning given the role that SMEs play in job creation and economic transformation. And based on the data, the Chemical CETA decided to execute discretionary grants in support of an integrated small business development program, which eventually led to a partnership between the CETA and the University of Johannesburg Center of Entrepreneurship. Now, this program was initiated last year, and 50 entrepreneurs were selected to be part of the 2.5 million rand program. And the program itself is an 18-month virtual incubator program, which consists of five elements, the first being incubator and infrastructure support, the second being business training in the form of a short course program at NKF level 5, third is the technical skills training element. We also provide support for market linkages, offering support for getting products to market for these entrepreneurs. And finally, the fifth element is advisory, coaching, and mentorship support services. So this 18-month program is coming to an end in this financial year, but given its resounding success, our intention is to renew it and scale it to reach more.
Would you then, looking back and say that, looking at just how Or the big idea behind it, the program itself has been hitting the right spots, if anything?
No, most certainly, Quinn. I mean, it's certainly been a resounding success, with 64% of the participants reporting a 25% increase in the top line revenues. So we're seeing more increased sustainability of small and medium enterprises. These small and medium enterprises include, manufacturing in chemical detergents, for example, beauty products, as well as health supplement products. And as they are able to then manufacture these, they're able to make a significant contribution to the chemical sector and growth in that sector. We've seen, because of the impact of COVID-19, the sector was employing just over 169,000 jobs, but that has dropped in the last quarter to 162,000 jobs. So there's certainly a need to grow both jobs in the sector, but also to transform the sector and ensure its sustainability.
So I mean, we know that in South Africa, smaller and medium-sized enterprises will account for just over 50%, 54% to be specific, of the country's entrepreneurial activity. The chemical sector itself has been lagging in this regard. Is this part to try and bridge that gap and bring it a little bit closer in creating more entrepreneurial activities?
Yes, so that is correct. Our aim is really to look at how best do we contribute to the transformation of the sector, but also the sustainability of the sector. And also, how do we contribute to the national skills strategy of the country? We know that in the current environment, you know, new skills are coming to the fore, such as digital skills, an increased demand for digital analysts on the one hand. But on the other hand, we're also seeing an increase in the demand for diesel mechanics, for example, in certain sectors, as well as chemical engineers and mechanical engineers. But we can't simply be job creators, job seekers. We also need to invest in job creators. And these job creators at a very micro level are your small and medium enterprises. And so identifying what are their needs, what are their priorities, how do we contribute to both financial support as well as non-financial support may actually ensure that we have a more significant contribution. And SME contribution has been increasing steadily over the last few years. So yes, we have a sector composed of mainly large corporations, but SME contribution to GDP, as per the recent Stats SA data, has been growing at a faster rate than your large corporation's contribution to the GDP of the economy.
Are we seeing, Yeshen, more startups playing in this field?
I think this is one area that we've not invested as much as we should have over the years. So we tend to invest more in small and medium enterprises, but we've not invested in startups, and startups have are more unique in the sense that they are, more high-risk, high-reward enterprises as opposed to your SMEs. And tech startups in particular have very little support compared to other startups in the country. And so, you know, when you look at startups and cooperatives, for that matter, there's certainly a need to conduct more research into their needs and priorities, and then to take a more evidence-based approach of determining what type of financial support do we provide and non-financial support, how do we provide it to them, what are the collaborations that are required, what is the type of innovations that are required for us to support these startups as well in the country. But certainly, I mean, one of our efforts for the next 4 to 5 years is to have a dedicated startup fund that will look at funding both, startups in the sector, but other startups in the economy as a whole.
So now, I mean, as you say that it's a sector that seems to be lagging in terms of just basically maybe encouraging startups to play in this field. Is this part of it to try and get more people comfortable going into the chemical sector, as it were?
Yes, we certainly need a more active involvement in the chemical sector and more effort at looking at job creation in the chemical sector. And this is, so we're seeing active participation in whether it be the petrochemical sector. We're seeing more active involvement in pharmaceuticals as a subsector of the chemical sector, as well as in glass manufacturing. And, if you look at chemicals in terms of fertilizers and explosives manufacturing, for example. But, in the current environment, we're seeing a rapid growth in pharmaceuticals. And this is a subsector of the chemicals industry. And we need to then encourage more participation, especially of young entrepreneurs and women in the sector. And for that reason, we are encouraging STEM-related activities, your science, technology, education, maths-related fields, where you have participation rates of only 20% of young women, for example. And our efforts are to increase that level of participation from 28% to at least 50% in the next 5 years. So where you have growth in certain subsectors, such as pharmaceuticals, our aim is to work with industry players, especially employers, and have dedicated programs such as SME programs, startup funds, and other initiatives to encourage more participation in those growing subsectors.
Fantastic, Yeshen. Thank you very much for coming through to talk to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kwena.
That's Yeshen Pillay talking to us. The Yeshen is the Chemical Industries Education and Training Authority's CEO.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.